Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Best Practices for Secure Operations. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Cybersecurity Applications in Business in the Cybersecurity Essentials for Product Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore essential strategies for password management, the importance of employee training and awareness programs, and the basics of incident response planning. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to implement best practices for securing business operations and prepare for potential incidents effectively. Main content: password management strategies. One of the most critical aspects of cybersecurity is effective password management. Weak passwords are a common gateway for cyber attacks, making it essential for businesses to adopt robust password strategies. Here are some best practices. Use strong passwords. Passwords should be a mix of upper and lowercase letters, numbers, and special characters. Avoid using easily guessable information like names or birthdays. Implement multi-factor authentication. MFA adds an extra layer of security by requiring users to provide two or more verification factors to gain access to an account. This means that even if a password is compromised, unauthorized access is still prevented. Regularly update passwords. Encourage employees to change their passwords regularly and avoid reusing old passwords. This reduces the chances of a compromised password being used multiple times. Password managers. Encourage the use of password managers to help employees generate and store complex passwords securely. These tools can simplify password management and enhance overall security. By implementing these password management strategies, you can significantly reduce the risk of unauthorized access to sensitive business information. Employee training and awareness programs. No matter how robust your technology is, human error remains a common vulnerability. Therefore, investing in employee training and awareness programs is crucial. Here's how to create an effective program: regular training sessions. Conduct training sessions on cybersecurity awareness at least once a year. These sessions should cover topics such as phishing attacks, social engineering, and safe internet practices. Simulated phishing attacks. Conduct simulated phishing attacks to test employees' awareness and responses. This hands-on approach can provide valuable insights into the effectiveness of your training programs. Clear communication channels. Establish clear channels for reporting suspicious activities or potential threats. Encourage employees to speak up if they suspect a security breach or receive an unusual request. Continuous learning. Cyber threats evolve rapidly, therefore, continuous learning is essential. Provide resources like newsletters, articles, and online courses to keep employees informed about the latest threats and best practices. By fostering a culture of awareness and education, you empower employees to act as a frontline defense against cyber threats. Incident response planning basics. Having a well-defined incident response plan is vital for any organization. It ensures that you can respond quickly and effectively to minimize damage in case of a security incident. Here are the core components of an incident response plan. Preparation. This involves setting up your incident response team and defining roles and responsibilities. Having a clear structure helps ensure a coordinated response when an incident occurs. Identification. Quickly identifying an incident is crucial. Establish monitoring systems to detect unusual activities or breaches. This can include intrusion detection systems, IDS, or regular security audits. Containment. Once an incident is identified, the next step is to contain the threat. This may involve isolating affected systems to prevent further damage. Eradication. After containment, the root cause of the incident must be identified and eliminated. This could mean removing malware or closing vulnerabilities that were exploited. Recovery. Once the threat is eradicated, systems should be restored to normal operation. Regular backups can facilitate this process, ensuring minimal data loss. Lessons learned. After an incident, conduct a review to assess what happened and how it can be prevented in the future. This feedback loop is vital for continuous improvement. A well-prepared incident response plan can help your organization quickly recover from incidents while minimizing damage and ensuring business continuity. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored best practices for securing business operations, including effective password management strategies, the importance of employee training and awareness programs, and the basics of incident response planning. By implementing these practices, you will enhance your organization's cybersecurity posture and better prepare for potential incidents. Remember, cybersecurity is an ongoing journey that requires vigilance and continuous improvement. Reflection questions: how can you implement stronger password management practices within your organization? What specific topics would you include in an employee training program to raise awareness about cybersecurity threats? How would you evaluate the effectiveness of your incident response plan after a security incident?